The Gemara in Samos Zayin of Abayz, about 7-8 lines down. Amar Rav, Nida Bizmana Eina Tavelas Ela Belayla. So when a Nida goes to the mikvah after 7 days of Nidus, she is only allowed to go to the mikvah night. Shelo Bizmana Tavelas Bemi Yom Beim Belayla. However, if she goes subsequent to Mosei Day 7, if she wasn't able to go to the mikvah on Mosei Day 7, she wants to go on Day 8, she can go by Yom. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shelo Bizmana, Eina Tavelas Ela Belayla. Even if she wants to go late, Tfilas Nida still must be Belayla, Mishum Srach Bita. Says Rashi, Shelo Bizmana Bishmini. Shelo Bizmana means on day 8. But it's Mavur and other Rishonim that day 8 is Lav Dafka. The Pashas is in Rashi, is Lav Dafka also. Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Mishum, says day 8 or day 9. And the Rambam, Peridalot Halacha Zayin, Peridalot Halacha Zayin, is Lashon of Nisachra Kama Yamin. And the Shach as well assumes this way, Lalach and Sivkat and Zayin. The Shach says day 8, O Yoser. So presumably, even Rashi is probably left Afka. Shalom Bizmana is Mishmini or beyond. So there we have a problem of Mishum Srach Bita, says Rashi. Shenav Hega Sachare Litbol Bayom Vafila Bizmana. So if we're going to allow a woman to go to the mikvah Bayom, even Shalom Bizmana, then her daughter may observe that she's going to the mikvah Bayom. Her daughter may not realize that there's a halachic distinction between Yom Hashmini and Yom Hashvi'i. Vasili Dekaris. Loyada de ima bishmini hi hu de tavla bayom. So if we allow tefila bayom ever, then the uneducated observer may draw an erroneous conclusion and think that tefila is always permissible bayom, even bayom hashvi, and that could have ramifications of a chiyuv karis. So that's a consideration mi derabbanan of srach bita, that in principle there'd be no objection to a nida going to the mikvah on day eight bayom. But Chazal asked it Mishum Srach Bita. The Shach points out over here in Sivkat and Ches that Srach Bita is subject to a low plug. So even if a daughter, even if a woman doesn't have any daughters in the house, there's no one that could make this erroneous conclusion. Nevertheless, the Isser still stands, and a woman may not be Tavelis Bayom Linidusa, even Shelo Bizmana. There's a tshuva in Ha'elef L'Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, Chelek Yaradeh Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, Yaradeh Simen Reish Lamed Aleph. He thinks that the Yerushalmi is against this, because Yerushalmi, Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey, Perek Beis, Halacha Hey, Yerushalmi, there has a line that we ask your tefila bayom, even Shalom Bizmana, Vimnei Chamosa, Vimnei Kalasa. Because of a misimpression that might be had by a mother-in-law, or a misimpression that might be had by a daughter-in-law. So Shlomo Kluger thinks the fact that the Yerushalmi singles out Mnei Chamosa, Mnei Kalasa, has the mashmos that you could have just told me what, if it's a lav dafka example and it's a low plug, so either tell me Chamosa or tell me Kalasa. The fact that the Yerushalmi singles out both implies that you need to have someone there in the household that may come to this erroneous conclusion. But if there's no one else around, if it's only a family unit of husband and wife, and no other females may draw this erroneous conclusion, then there's no loplug, and there would be no iser for a nida to go to the mikvah bayom hashmi. He, Shlomo Kluger, leaves this as a tzarech iyun lemaisa, but we assume, again, we'll see in a little while, to what extent Srach Bita is relevant lahalacha, whilst we have the Shlomo Zavazava. But Shlomo Kluger Sarach Ian, based on the Rishami notwithstanding, we assume, like the Shach, that to the extent that there is a consideration of Srach Bita, there's a low plug, and even if there's no bas, even if there's no daughter-in-law, even if there's no mother-in-law, there still would be a prohibition of going to the mikvah bayom, le nida even shalo bizmana. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. That Rav Hadarbei and Rav is Moda that there's a consideration of Sraf Vita and Shalom is Man is only Taveles Balaila. Then the Gemara has various situations in which this prohibition of Tefillah Bayom may be dispensed with under extenuating circumstances. That we'll come back to. And then the Gemara is the following. Amalei Rav Rava Ula Baye Nichti Ha'inna Kulu Safek Zavos Shavina. So nowadays, post Reb Zera, we treat all of our women as Safek Zavos. So we give them the Chumra of Zava to require Shivinakim. Lipalinu Biyamama Dishviya. So what's the objection to going to the mikvah on day 7? No one who's going to the mikvah is actually a need anymore, because you made Yidus already over previously. So what's the objection to going to the mikvah by Yom Hashvi? Mishum to Reb Shimon, Ditanya Achar Titar, Achar Achar Bekulan, Shalotei Tuma Mavsekes Beinei, and Reb Shimon Omer, Achar Titar, Achar Maise Titar, Aval Amr Chachamim, Asir Lasas Kein, Shema Tavali Dei Safek. Shimon said that Midr Abanan, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah as a zava on day 7 of your Shivanakim, even though Min HaTorah we say mixes the Yom Kukulo. Shema Tavu Lide Safek, says Rashi, Lide Safek, Shema Tishamish Bo Bayom, Vitiram Miyad L'Akar Tashmish, that maybe she left Tashmish on that day after she comes back from the mikvah on day 7, and then she's going to see Dam, Vinimsa Sasaris Kol Shelefaneha, and she's going to end up being Sasaris of Shivanakiyim, Utfila Sapsula, and that will result in the Tfila having been ineffective, and therefore a potential Chiv Karis again. So there's a significant machlokas we've shown him here, how to understand what's behind the shaila of Rav Papa to Rav and Abaye, and tamun in that is whether there's still a consideration of Sraf Bita, even once we have Chumra de Rav Zeira, even once we treat all women as Zavos. Ravia, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadi, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Tzadi. So he begins by quoting Rashbam, which is the position of Artosis, which we'll get to soon. Then he writes, Lo Nehira Li Hai Pisuka, of the Rashbam that he quotes, which we'll come back to. D'i Shayach Sraf Bita Bizman Azeh, Ikol Nechash Afilu B'yom Zayin Atu Yom Shishi Dinakia. That if we are at all concerned about Sraf Bita even nowadays, then we should be concerned about Sraf Bita on day 7 of Shivanakiyim, even though day 7 is not day 7 Lidusa, unto whatever day 7 of Lidusa really would be. Because if we're concerned about Sraf Bita nowadays, what that would mean is that if you were to allow a woman to go to the mikvah on day 7 of Shivanakiyim, because we're saying we're treating her as a Zava, mixes the Yom Kukulo, before consideration of Shematir V'Tistor, and we're not worried about... So if we were worried about Sraf Bita, so then you shouldn't allow her to go to the mikveh even on day 7 when she's definitely not in Nida, because we should be concerned unto Sraf Bita of whatever day she really is a Nida in earlier in the count of Shivanakiyim. In Cain, k'da'achshi le'rav acha michti kulunashi ina safik zavas chavina rabbana lipu libyuma with the Shiva. So when Rav Acha is asking the question, nowadays all of our women are safik zavas, so what's the problem letting them go to the mikvah on day 7? They're not in need anyway. So kida actually ravacha mechti kulanashi in a safik savas shavini rabbanad lit belubi mavadishiva dishiva nidnakiim. So let her go to the mikvah on day 7 of 7 nakiim, haynu yom shmini l'riyasa, which is at least day 8 since she saw Adam. Lishni le asim shem sraf bita. So why did the Gemara say no? We're still worried about sraf bita. It sounds like, says the Ravia, when Rav Papa asks, "Mithi inu kula savik zavus shavinu rabbanu lipelinu b'imavad shviya," the only consideration that the Gemara is going to present is Shema Tira V'Tistor, but there's no consideration of sraf bita, because if there was a consideration of sraf bita, we should aser b'yom hashvi for that reason. So it says the Ravia, "Nir be'enai, this sraf bita lo shayach ele b'nida d'araisa." We're only worried about sraf bita when we're talking about a nida d'araisa. Dafilu imroa kol shiva tavelis belel shmini. A nida d'araisa who is able to go to the mikvah motzai day 7, even if she sees dam all the way up to the end of day 7. V'imrasa yom echa nami tavelis belel shmini. It doesn't make a difference whether she sees dam for one day or sees dam for 7 days. As long as she makes a half sitar before the end of day 7, she can go to the mikvah motzai day 7. Hilka chafilu shalob is mana, dahainu yom shmini. So in that case, whenever we talk about a nida deraisa, then we're going to mishum sraf bita not to go to the mikveh even by yom hashmini, lest you come to go to the mikveh by yom hashvi, and that's going to be kares vaday. But if we're not talking about a nida d'oraisa, we're just talking about a safek zava. So we're not talking about kares vadai. In that case, we're not going to be gozer mishum srach bita. So the Ravia concludes, Hilkaf nirali d'bizman hazeh b'yom shvi'i asura lipo l'chachila mishum d'Reb Shimon. So nowadays, on day 7 of Shiva Nakiyim, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah because of Shema Tira V'Tistor. Aval b'yom shmini, d'hainu yom shel akar Shiva Nakiyim. But if she didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, and now she wants to go to the mikvah on day 8, the day after her Shiva Nakiyim are over, yuchol lipo l'chachila, fil b'lo onas v'tzina v'ganvi. Then you can go to the mikvah l'chachila, because there's no Shema Tira V'Tistor, she's past the Shiva Nakiyim. And there's no sraf bita because we're only worried about sraf bita when we're dealing with the timetable of a nida d'oraisa. So the Ravia thinks that sraf bita is rejected lahalacha in the Maskanas Gemara, and that's what's behind Rav Papa's shaila to Rav and Abaye, sraf bita off the table. So if that's the case, what's wrong going to the mikvah on day 7 of Shema Kiyim? The answer is Shema Tira V'Tistor. But sraf bita is off the table. Sraf bita is off the table. Then there's no problem going to the mikvah on day 8 of our count, even l'chachila vayom, because there's no sraf bita, and there's no shema tira v'tistor. So that's how the Ravia reads our Gemara, and that's the Ravia's maskana, that there's no problem going to mikvah even vayom l'chachila on day 8 of our count. Okay? The Balamor, Shara Tfila, the beginning of Oth Aleph, thinks that nowadays you can even go to the mikvah l'chachila on day 7. Because the chumrah of Srach Bita, so that's not Nogay anymore. It's, he assumes, like the Ravia's reading of the Gemara, that Srach Bita is rejected. What do we have? Shema Tira V'Tistor. But Shema Tira V'Tistor isn't really relevant, the Balamor thinks, or is not going to trump all other considerations if we're only dealing with a suffix of a anyway. So in the Balamor's analysis, you have a clash between Tfila Bismana Mitzvah and suffix, whether she's a Zava, and Shema Tira V'Tistor, which is a relative Chashash Rechoka. So Balamor thinks that La Halacha, you could go to the mikveh even on day 7 because of tefillah bizman mitzvah, and that trumps the consideration of Shema Tirvit Yisra for only dealing with a safek zav. That's Shitas Yachin Rishonim, that's the Baal Mor's understanding. Rov Rishonim, read this Gemara or understand the halacha, not like the Ravia, definitely not like the Baal Mor, and this is what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch as we see. Rov Rishonim assume that even bizman hazeh, even the Maskanas of Gemara, there's still residents of Sraf Bita, and therefore it would be usher, all things being equal, to go to the mikvah even on day 8. So Tosfos, Dira Maskal Mishum, rejects that. Tosfos writes, Leka Lefrushe, Dafka Vendida, Asa Mishum Srach Bita, Shetei Svura Shehu Shvi, Ivetipo Vishvi, Vitashami Shvi Kakares, Aval Zava, Afilu in Bita Svura Shehu Shvi, Laki Svura Deraisa, Ela Chashasha Ba'alma, Shamatir Akar, Shetipo Vyama Shvi, Kid Rav Shimon. So don't say that Srach Bita is only relevant for a Nida and not for a Zava. Alaka Lameimar, the asking Rabbi Lamipal the Imamah Dishmina Bimachuza, Nisham Avloi. So Rava allowed for going to the mikvah on day 8, where there are onus considerations, as we'll see. Mashraha Lavavloi, Aser. But if not for the onus considerations, it would be Aser to go by Yom Hashmini. Afagav Duchover de Rabzera, Haitzen of Hegas, Biyamav, Vitavelis Bishmini. Even though Rava is post Rabzera, and they're already knowing the Chumr of Reb Zera, and nevertheless, Rava sounds like we're still concerned about Srach Bita. Kedamalei Rafav Levai Le Rava Nifti Ainda Kula Savik Zava Shemay Rabbanan Levai VeRava Bador Echad Hayu Hilkach Afil Bizman Hazeh Asa Lipo Bein Bishmini Bein Bishii Bayom. So Tosa says, you see historically the fact that Rava was post Reb Zera, and Rava only allowed for going to the mikvah by Yom HaShmini under extenuating circumstances, that fundamentally, Rava believed there's still a consideration of Srach Bita, even post-Reb Zera. So even Maskana Segumara, once Gemara introduced the Shema Tirvit Yisra, there's still resonance of Srach Bita. Just parenthetically, and Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar seems like he read our Gemara Shakmatari wise like the Ravia. Sefer HaYashar Tshuva Simen Mem Hei has the following line: V'kaboy nifti safik zavas ninu mali im tisrach bita. So the Gemara is asking, aren't we all safik zavas? So why do we care about tisrach bita? Umishani, Afal Pidis Rach Bita Lessa, Mishun Rib Shimon. And the answer to the Gemara is, yeah, there's Taka no more Rach Bita, but it still has to go to the mikvah of Yom HaShvi because of Rib Shimon of Shema Tireh the Tistor. So even though we're being the time in Arthos is presented as being against the Ravia, like the Rashbam that the Ravia quotes and rejects, that there is Rach Bita even Bizman Hazeh, even post Rib Zera, and you have to read the Maskanas of Gemara that way. But Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar sounds like he's reading Gemara like the Ravia. I think the Pashat shot in the Shach Vitaria, the simple reading in the Shach Vitaria, is like the Ravia. It sounds like that's what's behind Rapavishayla to Rav Lavaye. Nichdiya in a Kulasavik Zabbat Shavin Rabbanan. So why can't you go to the Mikvah of Yom HaShvi? Obviously, there's no Srach Bita anymore. And then the West Gemara, Trib Shimon, Shema Tirvit Yisra. So the simple flow of the Gemara sounds like Srach Bita is off the table once we live in a post-Rib Zera reality. So, somebody have to say for the other Rishonim, for the Tosfos, the Rashbam, the other Rishonim that read the Gemara otherwise, that even the Maskanas of Gemara, once we're concerned about Shema Tirvit Yisra, so then Srafbita somehow is closer to Neir. Once you say you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on day 7 because you're worried, Shematir Vitistor, so then we don't want anyone drawing a misimpression to think that you are allowed to go to the mikvah on day 7, because if you did go on day 7, then you'd be worried about Shematir Vitistor. So it's kind of like a Srafbita up to the Rabbanon of Shematir Vitistor. I think I have to say something along those lines, how you can read the Maskan Zagamar. It sounds like Srafbita is rejected, and then if it comes back, it's coming back through the back door somehow. But that's what we assume halacha. Sif Gimel. Asura litbo bayom shvi'i. Tafilu imam tenes mi litbo la yom shmini yochi'i. Enu yichal litbo bayom yishim srachbita. So the Mechaber assumes, like the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosos, like the Rashbam, that even post Rebzera, they're still considered a Srachbita, and therefore a woman, barring extenuating circumstances, can't go to Mikvah Vayom even on day 8 or day 9. Okay.
Before the Rebzera, by Zabba, there was no din of Srachbita, right? Because by Zabba, she's last along the
path. Right.
I mean, before we knew Rebbe Shimon.
That's what I'm suggesting. According to those we've shown him that understand that Lemaisa Srachbita still exists, somehow it gets in through the back door, Derech Shematir
Vitistor. You couldn't know that there would be Srachbita that didn't know why it's also in the first place. I mean, the Gemara is asking why we're not told on day 7.
Right.
So if you don't even know why you can't tell on day 7,
Nina Torah, Zava goes, can go to the Mikvah on day 7 because of Mikvah Ziyam Kukula. Vidur Abad, we say, don't do that, Shematir Vitistor. Right? And now we're saying, if there's also Srachbita consideration, so maybe that Srachbita of not going to the Mikvah on day 8 is Atu, you may go to the Mikvah on day 7, and then invite your worried Shematir Vitistor.
Right.
And some of that's not Luxero, that's part of the package. Okay, then, if you continue in Tosfos, Machlokas, so Tosfos writes here, Miyu, Amar Ben Atam, She'en Kepeda, Rakish Atash of Lebesa, She'e Laila, that the real Kepeda is that she shouldn't get home until it's night. Meaning, Tefillah Bayom per se isn't Aser. The problem is if she's going to get home before it's night. So that's the Machlokas, the Rush, Mitvah, Simulam, Mitvah, quotes this as the Machlokas of Editam and the Rashbam. Now the Rashbam is Cholek, that Rashbam thinks Tefillah Bayom is always going to be Aser, irrespective of when she gets home. And the Editam says Tefillah Bayom is only problematic if she's going to get home before Laila. Now, what day are we talking about here? This machlokas Rabbeinu Tam on the Rashbam, that Tefillah Bayom, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is okay if she gets home balayla. So, in the flow of our Tosfos, sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is talking dafka Bayom Hashmini. And that's what Tosis is working off of, talking about Tefillah Bayom Hashmini, that if you go to the mikvah on day 8, and you're home and you don't get home before it gets dark, that would be okay, but not on day 7. One second, Yoni. That's how the Torah quotes the position of Rabbeinu Tam. Why would you distinguish between day 8 and day 7 if you're going to say that as long as you're home by night, there's no problem with Tefillah Bayom? What's the difference between saying that on day 8 and saying that on day 7? So the Sidrei Torah, Sifkat Tantes, quotes from the Avodas HaGirshuni that on day 8, to be choshesh akadei kaf is a double chashash. Meaning to say that you can't go to the mikvah Bayom even if you're going to be home by night, so that's number one, ascribing a confusion of samach l'chashecha to Akar Chashecha. And number two, it's ascribing confusion between day 8 and day 7, to the extent that we're asering going to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini is because it's Raf Bita. So what are we worried about? We're worried that the daughter is going to see you go to the mikvah on day 8, and she'll think that you're allowed to go to the mikvah by Yom on day 7. So if you're only getting home after nightfall, so the daughter is going to make two erroneous assumptions. Number one, she'll think, oh, my mother got home after night, but she really went to the mikvah by Yom. And number two, that if you're allowed to go to mikvah by Yom Hashmini, then you're allowed to go to mikvah by Yom Hashmini. So that's an extra step removed, an extra level of chashash, as opposed to by Yom Hashvi'i, where you only have one chashash, that she'll confuse by Yom and Balayla. So that's what the Siddur Tara suggests, why in Svara you would distinguish between day 8 and day 7. Yoni.
Just to confirm, Rabbi Tom, it's more okay to come back after night
right.
than during the day, because then there's an assumption, or there's a possibility that she was Tovelis at night. Like we should.
Right. I mean, the daughter's not, if you're coming up at night, the daughter's not going to think in her mind, oh, my mother went to the mix in the daytime, because now it's night.
Right. And we assume, or at least they assume that the daughter was home all day, such that, right, in other words, if daughter is out of the house, then coming back during the day might be better, because no one will know.
Right.
But back then, daughter...
Food of Esmelech Panima.
Okay. Great.
Unless the daughter went out tomorrow, if this was the minhag.
Right.
Okay. Chacham Tzvi, that Siddur Tara then quotes the Chacham Tzvi, that has a different understanding of this distinction between day 7 and day 8 within Rabbeinu Tam. So Chacham Tzvi writes, this is Simon Yud Aleph from the Chacham Tzvi, again quoting the Siddur Tara of Katan Tess. Mashma, Shall davar ahova umatsui tamid nechleku Rabbeinu Tam v'Rashbam. That it's likely in the Chacham Tzvi thinks that that the Rabbeinu Tam didn't distinguish between day 7 and day 8. He says it's likely that if there's a machlokas of Rabbeinu Tam v'Rashbam, they're not arguing about a rare scenario. They're arguing about that which would be most common. So if their whole machlokas is about going to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini and coming home after nightfall, atu v'shuftini yaskinan, debulishim ones tibulena tamid bilel tes. So that's not the norm that people would lechachil be going to the mikvah on day 8 into day 9. Dibahanach unsi dekvi bilel ya after Yom Hashmini shari. If it's talking about an onus situation, so then you can go to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini, even the Chachila, as we'll talk about. So we're talking about a non-onus situation where you go into the mikvah, the Motzei Yom Hashmini, so the Chacham Tzvi says that's not a normal situation. So it's highly unlikely, thinks the Chacham Tzvi, that the Rosh Hashanah and the Rabbeinu Tam would be arguing about a tefillah b'leil tes, the Motzei Day 8, much more likely that they're arguing about a tefillah Motzei Day 7, such that Rabbeinu Tam is matir going to the mikvah by Yom, as long as you get home after nightfall. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan assumes as well. Sif Yud Gimel. And that's what Rav Moshe assumes from Second Usher. That's what Rav Moshe assumes as well. Yaredeya Chela Gimel Simen Samech. Yaredeya Chela Gimel Simen Samech. That the pashtus of the Rashi's presentation of this machlokes the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam is talking about stam tefillos that are on day 7. But he acknowledges that the Torah didn't learn that way, and you would assume. You'd assume the Torah knew what is. Father held, so you have to be dochuk a little bit in the tour if you want to understand that the Rush assumed Machlokas of Rosh Hashanah and Rabbeinu Tam was talking about on day 7. Usher.
If the Rebbeinu Tam is considering that you'd be able to go to the mikvah on day 7, that's the takana of Rav Shimon?
No, he's saying the takana of Rav Shimon is only if you're going to get home by yom.
That's not just
Shvat Pita. Not only Shvat Pita, because what the Shavatir Batistor is only probably is going to be Tashmish if you're not getting home till what's behind Shavatir Batistor, different formulations to be shown him whether it's triggered after by Tashmish or not, but the Chi of Karis that we're talking about is the Chi of Karis of Tashmish. So if she's getting home Balila, there's no Tashmish Mayom, so there's no possibility of a Shavatir Batistor that's going to result in a Chi of Karis.
So when it's not just like a low plug of the Xavier, like it just, there are ways to get out of the Xavier.
Again?
Because the Xavier is like you can't go to Mikvah on day 7.
Right, so the Rebbeinu Tam, if Rebbeinu Tam is Matir on day 7, if you get home after nightfall, he's saying that was built into the Xavier. The Xavier wasn't, you can't go to the Mikvah by Yom, period. It's you can't go to the Mikvah by Yom if you're going to come home by Yom. Take a look at the Shach, Sif Katan Vav. This is going on the Mechaber, Asura Litvol Bayom Zayin. Mashma, Afila Shetitbol Sabal Chachashecha, Vitavol Adesa Misha Tashach Asir Kedas Rashvam Visiato, Shekhan Saposkim Shenach Mahakhir Kedvarav. So, Stima Sashin Mechaber, there's no distinction between when you get home. Sounds like even if you're going to get home by Laila, it's still us who go to the mikvah by Yom Hashvi, and even by Yom Hashmini, Yom Hachi. In Stima Slashen Machaber, there's no carve out of arriving home, Mishach Hashecha. Kasav Abach, Tafilu Lalechas Mibesa, Lebesa Tfilu Mibel Yom, Aser, that even to leave the house to go to the mikvah in the daytime is aser. V'haynu kishayisha rochetzes v'chofefes bebeisa v'olechas l'makon tefila. If she's going to do the preparation at home, and then she's going to go out to the mikvah by yom, then people may think that she's going to the mikvah by yom, even if she doesn't end up being tovelis to Laila. Aval kishayish merkas v'beisa tefila v'makom echon, v'isha olechas v'mal yom l'merkas shah v'shtayim kanu chashecha, v'bal l'beisa archa shah chashecha, fine. So he goes in the Bach that if you're going to do all the preparation at the mikvah, you can go by yom. If you do the preparation at home, and then you go by yom, even if you're going to be tavelis balayla, we're still worried about Sarach Bita. Fine. Miu, v'agur kaser shaminav ga'ashinaz lit balsamach l'chashecha. The Asher, this free looker, Ben Tam, is Siato, the Mutter Libel Samuel Hashecha, Rakshatabal Abesa Mishat Tachach. So he calls him an Ogur, a Minogin, communities in Ashkenaz, to go to the Mikvah Mibo Yom. So they must have been assuming like Ben Tam. Ukamidu Alisha Kain Ogur. Mikol Makom says the Shach, Yeshla Hachmir. Even though there was such a practice in Ashkenaz, the Shach thinks that you should be Machmir like the Rashbam against the Ben Tam, which is Stima Slashen and Mechaber. Miunira, the Haidu Dachka, the Yom Shmini, the Asim Yishim Svach Bita, Lechud, Vachi Agav, the Mekla, Ben Atam, Samuel Chachecha, the Yom Zayin, the Lippo Klal, Samuel Chachecha, the Yom Yesh Limchos Biad, Osos Kein. So the Shach thinks that Ben Atam himself is only Mekel on day 8 and not day 7. So to the extent that you can justify when he calls Ben Atam Ashkenaz, that's only on day 8, 9, day 7, and if you see people be makel to go to the mikvah, some of the chashecha b'yom ha-shvi, you should be mocha. So that is the shach. Ramosha was more makel. Ramosha in the shuvah we quoted earlier, chela gimel simon samach, chela gimel simon samach, Rav Moshe is makel to allow tefillah by Yom Hashvi'i as long as she'll get home by Laila. He points out that number one, our Tosfos only quotes Rabbeinu Tam and not the Rashbam. The Rush quotes both, but our Tosfos only quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And even the Rush quotes the Rashbam as a machmir. So Moshe thinks that even though, as the Shach points out, Stimas Lashon HaMechaber doesn't indicate such a carve out, Rav Moshe thinks Halacha, the Psak is like Rabbeinu Tam, and he assumes Halacha against the Shach, the Rabbeinu Tam applies even by Yom HaShvi'i. And Rav Moshe is willing to be makel to allow a woman to go to the mikvah on day 7 as long as she returns La'achar Shech HaShecha, even if it's just a consideration of delaying the tefillah for one day, even shalom b'malkum peruvu, meaning if it's a situation where you can only go to the mikvah by yom, and if you don't go to the mikvah by yom, then you're not going to be able to go for another day. And most of the things, that's enough to be matter going to the mikvah by yom as long as you return samach l'chashecha. So if you're in a Erev Shabbos situation where it's not practical to go to the mikvah at night, dangerous, Rav Moshe is matir. Rav Moshe just has the following, he raises the following. He says, as far as the details of what does it mean you can't come home until night, so he says, if it's during the week, so that's easy. You just drive around in your car until nightfall, and then you come home when it's night. But on Shabbos, which is when most of these scenarios arise, where there'd be a reason to allow for tefillah b'yom, so Shabbos you can't drive around your car until it gets dark. You have to go home and bench lift. And even if the husband will bench lift for you, but you still can't drive after Shabbos. So what are you going to do? So Moshe thinks, another kula, that if the husband goes to shul before lift benching, then she can walk into the house after lift benching time. Even though we close the chasm so fair that when we allow you to go to the mikvah by yom, as long as you come home after night, it's not good enough to go to your friend's house, because Mali going to your friend's house, Mali going to your own house, you're in town, you're accessible. Lo ninu devein l'shiurim. So Moshe says, the chasm sofer is only talking about a case where it's theoretically possible that the husband will meet her at her friend's house. But if the husband's going to shul, and he's definitely not going to leave shul until after davening is over, by the time he gets home, it'll already be night. And we're not worried that the woman's going to shul, because this isn't medieval Europe. So Moshe thinks that's okay. So as long as the husband leaves for shul before lich benchin, and the wife comes home right after lich benchin, that's considered coming home, Mishach HaShecha. Moshe says, especially if there are other kids at home, there's not going to be a Chashash Yichud.
Who's over?
Yeah.
The issue for Moshe over here, he's playing with the Sabbath Sofer, is seeing each other, or the potential of not waiting it out. I mean, like, if she
one could lead to the other.
Huh. Well, if she does come to shul and there's a mechitza, presumably, I don't think shul is the place that a husband and wife.
Okay, maybe in Hanami. The way he says it, she's not going to go to shul to look for him. Okay, maybe lesser than a conservative synagogue.
Right.
The old school Orthodox synagogue. He's addressing the concern that she might be with her husband before Hashecha, but what about the concern of Shachbita? Where did that go?
Yeah, so Moshe doesn't address that, unless he's assuming that if you're coming over after Luchbenshin, so in people's mind, that's already Lila, that Shabbos began, so you wouldn't be worried about a Srat Bita that thinks that you can go to the Mikvah Bayom. Not sure.
Moshe, you're talking about day 7, no?
Moshe, you're talking about day 7, correct.
So, is it possible that he like, assumes, like, that's it, Rav Yah, Bahamu, or you don't have to worry about Shafi?
No. No, but that's not what we assume, Malacha. Malacha, we assume we're worried about Shafi. Right?
Yeah, so the passage of the concern on day 7, the Gemara presents nowadays, is talking about the husband concern, right? So that's obviously a more local concern, just in a Hanami, like
right, but
say,
we are.
It doesn't still matter.
Yeah, we are still concerned about Sraf Bita, and that's. Yeah. Rav Schechter is makel on these things like Rav Moshe, to allow for tefillah bayom hashvi'i, bayom as long as she comes back, l'achar chashecha, where there is a necessity to do so. But most poskim, as we'll see, we'll get back to this a little bit later, most poskim are machmir this against Rav Moshe, that definitely, Bayom Hashvi'i, we wouldn't allow Tefillah Bayom, even if she comes home, La'achar Chashecha. Yeah.
Just to be clear, the pizza is that the husband should light?
In the end, Rav Moshe would even allow for the wife to light, as long as the husband's gone before she comes home. So he'll leave for Shul 20 minutes before Shkia, and she'll get home 17 minutes or 18 minutes before Shkia, and then she'll lift that. Okay, so we'll come back to this, but let's just go back now to the Gemara's Ones considerations in the context of Tefillah on day 8. So in the first part of the Gemara had only introduced Rach Bita for Anita. The Gemara has various Amaraim that allowed for Tefillah Bayom HaShmini under extenuating circumstances. Asken of Idi Benarsh Lemipal Bayom Detanayim Yishum Aryusa, where there were lions around and it was dangerous to go out at night. Rav Acha bar Yaakov b'Pipunya mishum Ganvi, where there were robbers around. Rav Yehuda b'Pavadisa mishum Sin, it was too cold. Rav Mechuzah mishum Avuloi. Rashi says, Shorei Ha'ir above the Chachavim Hein, the gatekeepers, and there was a danger posed by the gatekeepers. They weren't safe people that were around, or that they would close the gates. Lishnachrina binyanim shel ma'ara sayu b'derech beis ha'tefila and tipol shav tisaken, that there were these pits or some kind of stumbling blocks on the way to the mikvah that you could trip on at night. So various situations of these specific amarim, there are matzah tefila b'yom hashmini where there's an onus that would prevent going to the mikvah at night. Piskei tshuva sivkatin in al of kosin l'chamudi Daniel. And I couldn't find this in the printed Chamudi Daniel that was published in recent years. But he quotes in the Chamudi Daniel, L'chore nira delo mahani ones elema ones achol anashe shabir. The type of ones for which you're matru tefillah b'yom hashmini is only an ones that affects the whole population. Not a private ones, but a communal ones. All the examples in the Gemara for examples of communal onuses. Rav Schechter pointed out that it's mefurish not the way in the Rambam. Rambam Perek Daled Halacha Ches, Haisa Chola. If the woman is sick, O Shahaya Makam Atfila Rachok, Ve'en Anashim Yecholos Lagiolo V'Lachser Belayla V'Nei Alistim V'Nei Asina V'Nei Shnol In Sharei Medina Belayla Harezu Tavelis V'Yom Hashmini O V'Yomim Shel Achra V'Yom. The Rambam says, if the woman's sick, it's dangerous to access at night, or dangerous to come home at night because of listim cold or locked gates, then you're allowed to go to the mikvah by Yom HaShmini. So Rav Shachter pointed out, the Rambam has chola in this list. Chola is clearly a personal ones, not a communal ones. So you see in the Rambam that even a personal ones would be grounds for being makel for a tefillah by Yom HaShmini. In the Tofos Re'eim on the Yireim, Simen Kaf Vav, Sivkatan Reish Lamedalid, Simen Kaf Vav, Sivkatan Reish Lamedalid, he suggests that the Rambam was Gores, instead of what we have, that one of the Onsim was Aryusa lions, that the Rambam was Gores, Briusa, help. Briusa instead of Aryusa, which he says also explains why the Rambam left out the lions from his list. The Rambam has the Gemara's other three examples, Listim, Sina, and Shari Medina. The Rambam doesn't have lions. But Tofos Re'eim thinks that maybe the Rambam was Goris Briusa instead of Aryusa, a reference to health being a consideration that would allow Tefillah by Yom HaShmini. And he points out the Mechaber doesn't have Chola like the Rambam, but he does have Aryusa in Sift Aleph. In the Bir Halach and Rabbi Karp Sefer, he points out that there are other Rishonim also that indicate even a private ones would be grounds for B'matrit Tefillah B'Yom HaShmini. The Urayim, he quotes the Ramban in his Halachos Perek Tes Halacha Kaf. The Ramban Perek Tes Halacha Kaf. Says it's Halacha Aleph, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Hayesham Dochak Kigon Chayud Lasas Medina Neulos Makim Gedudei Chayas Elistim Makim Sina. So he thinks that the Mashmaos of Hayesham Dochak sounds like any Dochak, not necessarily a communal Dochak. And these are examples, but they're not an exhaustive list. Chuvas Divrei Malkiel Lam Jerav Chelik Beis Simen Nun Zayin Chelik Beis Simen Nun Zayin. So he's asked about the scope of this Chamuda Daniel. He says it's mistaber that if a woman is sick, we're not going to be worried about Srach Bita, because the daughter would readily understand that the reason she's going to the mikvah Bayom is because of the Choli. So he thinks that even the Chamuda Daniel, he thinks that we don't assume like the Chamuda Daniel. He says even the Chamuda Daniel might agree that Chola is a different category. As if you have an ones that isn't readily known or discernible, then maybe it has to be a communal ones because everyone in town knows that it's unsafe to go out at night because of the arayas or the ganavim. But if the woman is sick, So then it will be clear to her daughter that she's going to the mikvah bayom because she's sick, and there's no concern of srach bita. So the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda thinks that maybe even the Chamud de Daniel could agree that if you have a holy situation, that would be enough to be matir tefillah bayom hashmi.
By that logic, the Rambam could also be in Chamud de Daniel camp, but holy is different.
Yeah. You can say that. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Karp also points out that he thinks the mashmos of that Ramban and the Reim as well is that dochak may even include inconvenience. What is the level of ones that is necessary to allow for a tefillah bayom hashmini? So Rabbi Karp thinks, mashmos that Ramban of any dochak is that even if it's an inconvenience to go to the mikvah balayla, but it wouldn't necessarily lead you to be mevatel tefillah. But he thinks that Rov Yishonim, you don't have that mashmos, and he thinks that according to Rov Yishonim and Lalacha, to the extent that we would consider allowing tefillah by Yom HaShmini, it's only a situation where otherwise the woman is not going to go that night at all. And that's the general sock of most poskim, that we're not restricted by the Chamud de Daniel, and even a private ones would be grounds for Bimatir Tefillah Bayom Hashmini. Rabbi Morgeson quotes that Rav Yashiv was Machmir, and Rav Nissen Karelis and Rav Uzner, that they were Machmir on a private onus like the Chamudei Daniel. Rabbi Forth points out what might be behind this issue. Volume 2, page 249. So Rabbi Four says that the heter of going to the mikvah bayom hashmini could be understood either because everyone knows that there is a sakana that you can't go to the mikvah, there's a sakana at night. So everyone knows that it's not safe to go at night, and therefore there's no srach bita, no one's going to think that or extrapolate that you go to the mikvah bayom, even bayom hashvi, under normal circumstances, or that the makom ones lo gozer, the whole zera was lo nemra the makom ones. The nafkamina could be if it's a private ones. So if it's the makom ones lo nemra lo nigzera, so maybe lo nigzera even by a private ones. If you're looking from the perspective of the bas, so you could say the divrei Malkiel that you'd include choli in the same category as a public onus, but it has to be something where the daughter would readily understand that there's a reason for bimatir tefillah bayom here and not under other circumstances. There is an interesting tshuva in the Beis Shavdavar, Chelik Beis Simen Mem Dalid, Chelik Beis Simen Mem Dalid, where 1880, where the Nesiv was asked about a couple where the woman hadn't gone to the mikveh for a long time. You know, she was living the iser with her husband. And now she's coming to ask for a heter to go to the mikveh on day 8 because she's embarrassed to go at night when there are other women going to the mikveh. So she hasn't gone to the mikveh for a long time. She's been living the iser with her husband. And now she wants forbidden sanction to go to the mikveh by Yom HaShmini because she's she's bosha milipo balayla. So the Nitziv first writes that he's very reluctant to deal with such a question because it doesn't sound like there's any hear her tshuva on the part of the person on whose behalf the shayla is being asked. So why should I be misyakes? These people live in the Isser and they don't seem to regret it. Yeah, they're asking now for a heter to go to mikvah b'yom hashmini. But I don't see any tshuva on their part for the surim that they've been over. So why should I be misyaches to help them if there's no tshuva? But then he says, because the shovel is on my case to answer this, I don't want to turn him down. He discusses the notion of chatei b'shemosh tiskel chavercha, and maybe would we allow this woman to violate a zera / drabanan mishum srapita / shemetir v'tistor in order to prevent her from inisakares? Or do we say maybe there's a more global perspective that chatei is only if we're looking at the individual? So could I be chote to save someone else from inisar chomer? But here, there's another consideration. The whole notion of srapita is more global, that other people are going to have a misimpression. So maybe I have no right to be makel for this person to go to mikvah bayom, if someone else may have a misimpression on that basis to allow tefillah bayom under other circumstances. So the Nesiv doesn't give an answer. He says every such situation has to be analyzed legufo shel inyan on its particular merits with the nuances of the particular individuals. He has a mashal that sometimes you could have a medical situation that necessitates amputating a limb, and sometimes you don't amputate. And not every case is the same. Sometimes the medical consideration is that it's better to live with the pain than to amputate, and sometimes it's better to amputate than to live with the pain. And you have to have a yishuv hadas to answer that kind of a medical question for a doctor. He says the same thing when it comes to refuas and nefesh. You have to have a yishuv hadas because not every case is different, and different people and circumstances may warrant different answers. But that question of whether tznius is a factor that could be matrit tefillah bayom. So the notion of tznius b'leil tefillah, the Ramah introduces us to in the end of Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches. Take a look at the Ramah, the very end of Kuf Tzadi Ches, if Mem Ches. The Ramah writes, Yesh Shekosvu, Sheyesh Le'isha Lios Tznua b'leil tefillasa, that a woman should act with tznius not to publicize the fact that she's going to the mikvah. So the woman should not publicize the fact that she's going to the mikvah. She shouldn't go out with noise or in public. People shouldn't realize that she's going to the mikvah. So there is a notion of tznius and being mastier Tfilasa as a value. In Shuas HaRamah, Simen Yutes, the Ramah is addressing a situation where the mikvah is in a very public place. He says, Me'achar shemakom dafuk lehem v'chol Yisrael asher l'sham yoshvim v'gorin agula kasher shematichu. So the mikvah is in a very public place, and all the Yoshei Kohanim are hanging out outside the mikvah and schmoozing at night in a very public way. So all the men are hanging outside of the mikvah, so you can't be master of tefillasa. Everyone's going to notice if there's a woman walking in or walking out of the mikvah. The Gam Ikal Mechash Lehrahura. So the Ramah raises this as a concern that this is not a good situation to have that people outside the mikvah that compromise its tznius. But the Sidrei Tara, on this basis, in Sukkot and Yudalid, thinks that Choser Tznius is a justification for being Matir Tvila on day 8. Whereas if you won't be able to be Master Tvilasa at night, say the Torah thinks her grounds to be matched tefila by Yom Hashmini. Vavadya, page Tuf Sadi Dalid, is Matir, a woman that has adult children at home, or older children at home, or Shcheinot Sakradiot, or nosy neighbors, to go to the mikvah by Yom Hashmini, because otherwise people will realize where she's going. And he writes, that was a minhag in Yerushalayim for Dore Doros. The Rabbi Willie pointed out that minhag may have made sense in a society where women never go out at night, and the only reason a woman would be going out would be to go to the mikvah. But we don't live in that kind of a society anymore, and women go out at night for any number of reasons, so it's not hard to be master tefilosa. There are plenty of other reasons a woman could be going out, and you're not going to raise the curiosity of the Shcheinot Sakraniyot just because a woman leaves the house at night, even if she's not going to Marv. Shuvah Shevet Levi, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Yudches, Os Beis, V'din, Im Lidchos Leil Tfila Machmas Chashash She'er Gishu B'Tfilasam. So he's asking the other direction. A woman's worried that she goes to the mikvah tonight, then people are going to realize where she's going. So can you delay the tefillah? He says, if it's mamish a case, like what we had discussed, the Chuvas Maria Saad, a woman who's a storekeeper, and she would have to close her store, and everyone would realize why she closed her store, and that's why the Maria Saad was mad to go to Mipa Friday night when the store is not open anyway. So Rav Azar says, in that extreme case where it's so public that the woman is going to the mikvah, so then you could talk about delaying the tefillah. But in a normal situation, a woman's worried that someone's going to find out she's at her parents for Shabbos, in-laws for Shabbos, and she's worried that someone's going to put two and two together, think she's going to the mikvah. So he says, you do your best to be matznia, and especially if you weren't mekayem pruvu yet. And if someone has suspicions, that's not the end of the world. Because you do your best to be master leil tefilasa in a reasonable way, and you don't have to be worried that someone's going to draw conclusions that you're going to the mikvah.
The idea of trying to keep it sanua applies even to like your mother?
Yeah. Rabbi Morgenstern, page Reish Pehei, crossing with Eliashiv, not like Rav Azar, that no, you have to be worried about a chisaron tznius even klape a yachid, even if it's only your mother that's going to find out. And he says, you have to delay the tefillah if you're in a situation where someone's going to realize that you're going to the mikvah. He says that there are college teachers that teach that the most important thing in the world is to go to the mikvah b'leil tefillah, even if other people will find out about it. Rabbi Yashiv thought that wasn't true. That, no, master tefillah is to the extreme. That if you think someone's going to find out, you have to delay the tefillah. Not master b'yom hashmini. You have to delay the tefillah, even if you have to delay, he says, a few days.
What's the
it's a private matter between husband and wife. And number one, could lead to hearer for men. Number two, it's a private matter between husband and wife that shouldn't be publicized. That this is the most private thing, so no, there shouldn't be any publicity.
But there's no chilek at all between parent versus exactly.
So Rav Azar writes, it's not the end of the world if a parent if no one's to say anything. So if a parent suspects, so then that's not the end of the world. And Rav Yashiv sounds like he thought it was the end of the world. Or, even that's a concern. A number of years ago, now Rabbi Yisrael Apple was in the chair, and he sent a shaila to Silverstein at the time, where the shaila was the following. This is along the lines of things that we discussed previously, that can you be makel on the fifth day of Poletes in order to avoid a Leil Tefillah on a Friday night where you're scheduled to spend Shabbos with extended family. And there's no way of getting out without people finding out that you're going to the mikvah. So can you be makel like the Mechaber and do a hefsek and start Yeshiva Nekiyim after 4 days of Poletes instead of five? That was the Shaila to Silverstein. So Zilberstein said, as far as the Shaila, the answer is no. That this isn't sufficient grounds to be Makel on day five. But he says, what's a better Eitza? Tell the parents, the family that you're supposed to go to for Shabbos, that the doctor said, you can't go away for Shabbos. Because it's something that you don't have to worry about. It's not true. He says, no, it is true. The doctor is the Rambam. The Rambam was a doctor. And the Rambam wouldn't want you to go away for Shabbos. So that you shouldn't be margish b'leil tefilasa. And the Rambam doesn't allow you to be maktum the tefillah either. He says, or give any other teretz, shar teretzim lo ninalu. He said there's a maisa with a younger man and his wife that were invited for Shabbos and the whole extended family to a kibbutz. And that Friday night was leil tefillah. They lived in Bnei Brak, and the mikvah of the kibbutz wasn't up to Bnei Brak standards. So they asked Rav Shach what to do, and Rav Shach said, they said, on the one hand, the family would be offended if we don't come. On the other hand, but the mikvah there is not up to snuff. So Rav Shach said, tell them that the doctor said we can't go away the Shabbos, but we'll come for another Shabbos in a few months. So that's what happened. So they stayed home. She went to the mikvah Friday night, and they went to the kibbutz 3 months later. 3 months later, she was already showing she had become pregnant, and everyone realized, it must be the doctor says she shouldn't go away because she's having complications in the pregnancy, and everything worked out. And he says, if you can't get out of going for Shabbos, so better delay the tefillah until Motzei Shabbos. So yeah, there may be situations where it's impossible to be master leil tefillah on a Friday night if you're with extended family. So then there may be, do everything you can to go to the mikvah Friday night, but if it's impossible, it's going to lead to a clear violation of siyas, and then you may have to delay it. Sidre Tara, Sifkata, and Yud Gimel, based on the Bach, is only matir going to the mikvah on day seven if can you ever go to the mikvah on day seven. So Moshe Bahar Bach was matir going to the mikvah on day seven as long as you get back after nightfall. So that's not the general psak in the Kubal. So the Sidre Tara based on the Bach says you could only be matir going to the mikvah on day seven in a situation where the woman won't be able to go to the mikvah so she can't go to the mikvah Motzei day seven, she won't be able to go to the mikvah Motzei day eight, and she won't be able to go to the mikvah Motzei day nine. The Bach himself is lashon is kas v'tes v'yoser. The way the Sidre Tara quotes it is kas v'tes. The Sidre Tara says, if you won't be able to go to the mikvah the night after day seven, eight, and nine, then you can be matter going to the mikvah by Yom Hashvi. That's what the Chachmas Adam writes as well. Kuf Yud Ches Os Hey. In the Efshel Lalipo the Shmini B'Chi Machmas Ones Kigon Shu Yom Eidam Chayosibo. It's a Goyisha holiday and it's dangerous to walk outside. Ubayom Hashvi Yechol Lalipo by Yom V'lo B'Layla. So then you could be Tavelas by Yom Hashvi as long as you don't get home until after nightfall. Padi Shulchan, Sivkata and Samach Beis, is Mesupak. Let's say you can't be master Tfilasa, you have no way of staying out till Chashecha. Then the Badi Shulchan thinks even here you have to be Machmir. That even if you won't be able to go to the mikvah for the next 3 days, but there's no way to be master Tfilasa at a Laila, he thinks that you can't be Mekor. And that's what Rabbi Willig assumes, Lalacha, that the only time you could be Mekel to allow a day 7 tefillah is where you won't be able to go to the mikvah, Mosai 7, 8, 9. Because let's say you have a 3-day Yantiv. Yantiv is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And you're in a situation where you don't have access to a mikvah over Shabbos Yantiv. So you won't be able to go to the mikvah on Wednesday night, Thursday night, or Friday night. That's the kind of a case where, according to the Sidrei Tara, based on the Bach, you could be matir going to the mikvah of Yom HaShvi, as long as you're master tefilasa mi vayla. I think 25 years ago, or 20 years ago, at that, Rabbi Willig said that at that point in his career, he was only matir tefila b'yom HaShvi 3 times. Could be that there are more since, but it's not something that that most would be matir that easily. And there have to be protocols among the rabbanim in town with the mikvah under what circumstances to be matir a tefila b'yom HaShvi. Again, Rav Moshe was much more expansive in his kulas. Rav Shapter was much more expansive in his kulas. And Rabbi Willig assumed that the Sidrei Tara and the Bach to only be matir under these extenuated circumstances, where you wouldn't be able to go to the mikvah for 3 nights hence. Okay, so I still want to talk a little bit about leaving for the mikvah before nightfall and kala. So maybe we'll leave that for next time, and then we'll start chafifa, which is simon kuf tzadites. So I hope that we should be able to get through Chafifa in 2 shiurim. I'll just finish up the last remnants of Kufzadi Zayin next time at the beginning, and then try to get through Chafifa in 2 shiurim, and then we'll break for Chazara, and then Vechina. Okay, so next time, the Sunday regular time? Yep, okay.